Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm here to help you wind down your Friday. This show gets started single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City, home of the New York Knicks. Yeah, they won a playoff series. When's the last time you saw that? 10 years ago. And we've talked about a lot here since I've got started. You can always listen. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Much love if you're listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, you got it in your car, your truck, your phone, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and then boom, I pop right the hell on up. Anyway, I'm only going to be here with you for one more hour. I've been talking for 3 hours. I'm contractually obligated to talk for one more, and then I shut up and I get the hell out of here. For some people, they'll be happy, and for some people, it'll be sad. Either way, my ass will still be here. You want to communicate with me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you're on the internet, you like to complain and waste time, and yeah, I'm there too. Me, I use it to make money. I got here because of the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. I'm at JR Sport Brief. That is on Twitter, X, Instagram, Facebook, my face, your face. I needed to slow down there because I was going to say some other things, but let's just stop. It's been a busy day in the world of sports. Darvin Ham got the boot fired. No longer head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Always funny when it pops up on the screen and they go, breaking news. Like, we knew this was going to happen from 2 and 3 days ago. Ain't no breaking news. Congratulations to the New York Knicks. We talked about the Knicks' victory last night over the Philadelphia 76ers. Also, we got the Pacers, their win over the Bucks. We talked to Christian Winfield from the New York Daily News. Last hour, we had a chat with Kobe Price of the SoCal News Group to talk about the Lakers and what they do with Darvin Ham out. We talked some football. Odell Beckham Jr., now a member of those dangerous Dolphins, right? The apex predators of the NFL. We learned more about Dolphins. Didn't think you'd get an Animal Planet education here, but we did. Miami Dolphins, how threatening of a football team name, right? Hickey, you they're so iconic, they'll never change the name. You can't make the Dolphin look angry. It's what it is, right? They're teal and orange. It's just... There's no rebranding the Dolphins.
No, And especially with some of these uniform and team names we've seen in recent years, keep it this way because it's probably going to be a lot worse than what it is.
If the Dolphins have the most, for lack of a better term, if the Dolphins have the most punk-ass name in sports, like what's behind them? Like, is there something less intimidating that's supposed to be, you know, I guess intimidating and aggressive?
Oh, I mean, if you want to go to basketball, the Thunder, come on, who's scared of
no,
Thunder? Come on.
Yeah, but...
Come on.
It's people jump, it makes you go boom. You know, I'm thinking animals, man. Animals.
Okay, just animals.
I'm thinking animals.
Here's one.
What?
The Seahawks.
Yeah, what is that?
A toucan.
Is it an eagle?
It's no eagle. They want you to think it's an eagle. It ain't no eagle.
What is it, like a green eagle? And I've been out to Seattle. I never seen no Seahawk. I see seagulls. Seahawk. Just swiping stuff out the... I don't know. A Seahawk? You're right. I mean, well, you got all these animals. The Timberwolves and lions and bears. Seattle got a Kraken. They got a Kraken, right?
That's badass. Yeah, Kraken's badass.
Is it real? No, right.
Well, depends who you ask. Depends what sailor you talk to.
They couldn't call it the octopus. They couldn't do that, right?
Well.
No?
No.
No.
No, you don't want to set yourself up for...
We have Rangers. We got Texas Rangers. The New York Knicks are a bunch of guys wearing socks, stockings. Jets are intimidating, right?
Sure.
Cowboys, Rangers, sure. Cowboys. The Fathers, the Padres. That's not too intimidating now, is it?
I don't think they are meant to be intimidating now, right?
What are they going to do, pray for you before they beat you? Like, I don't know.
Have God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, the Patriots. Yeah, the Dolphins take the cake. Congratulations to Odell, the newest member. He went from being a Giant, right? Then he became a Brown, an elf, I guess, or a turd. He then became a Ram. Then he was nothing. Then he was a Raven, and now he's gone from being a Raven, and now he's a Dolphin. And after this, who knows? He might be retired. Enjoy the ride, Odell. Chase Claypool is now a member of the Buffalo Bills. They told me that they may sign me to play wide receiver next week. So, hey, stay tuned for that. We got a basketball game going on between two exciting teams that people all over the country have watched all year long. The Orlando Magic and the Cavaliers are going at it. The Cavs trying to eliminate the Magic in Orlando. The fourth quarter is underway. 78-75. Cleveland leads Orlando. You want to talk to me here this last hour of the show? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There's another basketball game that's going to get underway in about an hour from now as the Clippers will be in action, or not even an hour, 30 minutes from now. The Clippers are going to take on the Mavs. Dallas, they're trying to get the Clippers the hell up on out of here. Remember this. Well, it's pretty normal. Kawhi Leonard is not playing basketball. He's not playing ball because Kawhi Leonard just... His body is like Joel Embiid's. Their bodies don't work. Good luck to him. 855-212-4227. And instead of luck, we've also talked about how big of a jackass Patrick Beverley is. I called him a jackass, and I said Jalen Brunson is a gentleman. He's the type of basketball player that you can root for. This is a guy whose dad was like a third-string point guard when he was in the NBA. Taught his kid the ropes. Jalen Brunson goes to Villanova, becomes a national champion. People don't talk about that. Is a second overall pick. People are looking at him going, look at this small guy over here. Second-round pick, plays for the Dallas Mavericks. He's a nice, okay backup point guard. He's playing behind Luka Doncic. And then he gets a chance when Luka goes down and he gets a contract from the New York Knicks who only sign him for a four-year, $100 million contract. That is a discount for a guy who is dragging the New York Knicks on his back, who has dragged the New York Knicks on his back for the better part of a year and a half, and he doesn't sit around and act like a jackass on his podcast. He's not on social media talking crap. He is straight business. I appreciate it. I'm not mad at anybody who wants to have a podcast and wants to build their brand. Jalen Brunson's brand is to go out there and execute on the basketball court in a way that nobody else is. This is crazy. I think most people may have an idea of what I'm saying. He's a basketball player. He's not relying on athleticism because he's not the most athletic. He is utilizing his brain and his skill. Jalen Brunson is the short guy who walks into your YMCA, he walks into your LA Fitness, and he busts your ass with the simplest of moves, doing what he wants to do without flying through the gym, without relying on ridiculous athleticism. He's beating you with his mind, his brain, his skills, and what he's worked on for so damn long. It's admirable. He's an easy guy to root for. I mean, when you got an idiot like Patrick Beverley throwing a ball at a fan's head, and then you got a Jalen Brunson who's had the work to get to this point, I ain't calling him Rudy, but damn it, it's easy to get behind. And let's be real. It ain't always easy to root for the Knicks or anything New York, but this man, what he's doing is admirable for anybody. Anybody who has to scratch and claw and work and actually, you know, go forth. And it's not like he was silver spoon. Did he have a good life growing up? Yeah, his dad played in the NBA. But this wasn't a dude that was just gifted anything. Nobody drafted him because of his daddy. I'm not saying nothing about somebody who might get drafted because of their daddy. But this man has had to work for everything. Everything. And it's cool to see how he's grown. And it's awesome to see how he's behaving. And last night and throughout this series, I think people are starting to pay more attention to what he actually is. It's one of the best basketball players in the NBA, flat and period. It doesn't matter about being a first-time All-Star. It doesn't matter if he's on the Olympic team for Team USA, of which he is not. Jalen Brunson is busting ass, and he is doing it on a discount. Last night, Charles Barkley, he said, just period, NBA free agency is only about 30-ish, going on 35 years old. Charles Barkley said this is one of the best signings ever. That's what he said on TNT.
We are witnessing something. You know, when I said it, y'all told me I was crazy. Brunson, one of the best free agent signings of all time. And you guys, I said, he's not LeBron, he's not Kobe, Kevin Durant. Those are all-timers. But for signing a guy that nobody, this guy, he shocked there. I guarantee you the Knicks didn't think he was going to be this good when they gave him that contract. He's been amazing.
And you know, like I said, I like the guy because he's business. He's not patting himself on the back. He's not hyping himself up. I mean, after the victory that eliminated the Sixers last night, Jalen Brunson spoke to the media, and all he wanted to do was talk about the team being good because they believe in each other.
From the outside, people think that we just like hang out with just each other, no one else. But I think we really enjoy involving everyone on this team. And so the chemistry and the communication we have in that locker room on and off the court, it's special.
I appreciate that. And yeah, you heard Charles Barkley reference some of these all-time free agent signings. Kevin Durant going to Golden State, picking up two championships. Everybody knows about this one right here. They had a word for it. It was the decision. Listen to this from ESPN.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Hickey, would you say that is the biggest? It is. That one is the biggest free agent signing in NBA history, right?
Absolutely.
Man had a whole damn television show to take a crap on Cleveland and say, I'm leaving. Impactful. You know, people talk about free agent signings. I don't forget this one right here. Remember when Shaq, he was in Orlando for 4 years, and then he up and left and went to L.A. And then during his press conference, he was asked, hey, man, well, why the hell are you moving from the Magic to the Lakers? And Shaq had an answer.
Change is for the good. I'm a military child, so I'm used to relocating every, 3 to 4 years. And the Lakers, they have great tradition. They have great big man tradition. George Mike and Kareem. And I'm just, I just want to go there, play hard. And they have a young team also. It's not like I'm, going to a team with a bunch of old guys. I mean, they have a young team. The West play style is more open. So, hopefully I'll get to, showcase more of my talents.
Yeah, can we put Jalen Brunson in the LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Shaquille O'Neal category? No. No, we can't. But you just heard what Shaq said. He talked about the tradition that the Lakers had. And he helped build on that. Well, damn it. You know what the New York Knicks have had? Pain. Okay, the New York Knicks haven't won a title since 1973. Think about the biggest stars the Knicks have had since then. Bernard King, Willis Reed. You think about Walt Clyde Frazier, Patrick Ewing, Carmelo Anthony. Like, these are the big stars. It doesn't even get into some of the other guys who are loved, the Charles Oakleys, the Mark Jacksons, the John Starks, the Larry Johnsons, the Bill Bradleys. It doesn't even get into that. The Earl the Pearls doesn't do that. But Jalen Brunson already, and not even crazy to think, Jalen Brunson for the New York Knicks in what already has only been 2 seasons is one of the best Knicks that they have had in their franchise. You want to talk about point guards? It's easy to go Walt Clyde Frazier, greatest Knick point guard of all time. Think about some of the other names that they've had at point guard. Jason Kidd, old. Stephon Marbury was losing his mind. Mark Jackson, they had him. They let him go. Damn it, at one point in time, they even had Doc Rivers. The New York Knicks have one of their best players in their history. And damn it, he might just be getting started. And so as much as we talked about that jackass Patrick Beverley earlier on in the show, for the purposes of balance, it's nice to actually highlight a professional who goes to work, who earns it, who appreciates what comes his way, is just getting his just due, and deserves it. Much love to Jalen Brunson. I'd say he is one of the easiest dudes in the league to root for. And I'm just enjoying the ride. Congratulations, Jalen Brunson. Oh, yeah, that money, that next contract, oh, it's going to be a big one. He's been playing on a deal. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. We're going to take a break when we come back. We got a lot to do before we get out of here. Some NFL fifth-year options that were not picked up. At the end of the show, of course, I'm going to share with you a bunch of things that happened this day in sports history. We're not done yet. It's the JR Sport Re-Show. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Cleveland and Orlando still playing it close. 84-82, Cleveland leads. Keep you up to date on that. Cavaliers trying to get this game over with. And let me tell you about this. This is why it's news. Because it's only because of this one person, Caitlin Clark. The WNBA has started its preseason. And Caitlin Clark is playing for Indiana. Who cares right now? But, I mean, the score is 56-54 against Dallas in the third. Everybody talked about how Caitlin Clark was going to transition into the WNBA. Hickey, have you seen what she's done today?
No. No, I've not.
Caitlin Clark at halftime, just right out the gate, wasted no time. A matter of fact, here we go. 16 points and 4 threes in the first half. And I looked at these threes, the same damn threes that she was putting up in college. She hit these threes in this WNBA game. And I get it, it's preseason, but they still want to whoop her ass. 16 points, 4 three-pointers made at halftime. That's different, bro. That's different. So, eager to see what she does, and this is just a preseason game. You know, there was some news about even the travel. Indiana arrived in Dallas yesterday at the airport. She is walking through security with her teammates. She got security. You got to have security around Caitlin Clark. People are like, oh, well, how are we going to keep her safe? And I mean, she, Hickey, where was she at? They had her signing a sonogram at a basketball game the other day?
Yeah, it's unique in terms of what you want signed. It was definitely different.
Yeah, she was at the Pacers game, and they had her sign an ultrasound. Listen to this.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a girl or a boy, but I guess just, you know, dream and, like, work to do whatever you want in life and have a lot of confidence in yourself, especially if you're a young girl. I think, you know, young girls in our world struggle with confidence, and my parents always instilled a lot of confidence in me to be whatever I want, but also, like, you got to work really hard for things, and there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows in your life that it's all about how you respond to, and whether it's a sport, whether it's, you know, whatever you want to be, it doesn't really matter. Everybody goes through those type of things, so, yeah, that was definitely a first. It was cute, it was funny, and I think also at the same time, like, they had all their friends around, and I don't even think they had told their friends, because their friends were like, what? And then, like, I signed their ultrasound, so it was a cute little moment.
They got her signing ultrasounds and sharing, you know, deep messages about life. Look, I just hope she keeps it up in the real games, and I think she will. A phenom, Caitlin Clark. Yeah, it's a preseason game, but she doesn't look changed. I wonder how many more Pacers games she's going to be able to get out to. And speaking of the Pacers, we know they're going to take on the Knicks. Now, the Bucks are now done. They got to think about their offseason. And I know we talked about the Lakers and their offseason, and there's so many questions with the Bucks. One of the larger questions was about Damian Lillard and whether or not he even liked being in Milwaukee. Does he want to stay in Milwaukee? Does he want to leave? Does he want to go home? Does he want his mommy? Damian Lillard is like, yeah, it was a tough year, but I'm cool with Milwaukee. Listen to him.
It's been some hard times. You know, I haven't denied that one time this year. You know, basketball and personally, you know, it's been some hard times, but it's never been a issue with Milwaukee. You know, I get the opportunity to play with Giannis. I'm playing with veteran players. You know, I know that the only thing we plan for is the opportunity to win the championship. And that's why I made the decision to be a part of something like this. But I understand that the chatter and the gossip and all of those things come with the territory. I know that criticism comes with being on a team with high expectations.
Everybody loves Milwaukee, right? Everybody does. Doc Rivers, he just showed up a couple of months ago after Adrian Griffin got the boot. And Doc Rivers is like, man, I love it here. Being a Milwaukee Buck, it means the world to me.
Didn't realize how much it would mean to me, honestly, until I got the job. And then I started thinking about all the guys, Hank Raymond and Rick Majerus and all the professors at Marquette. And I probably wouldn't be here if I hadn't have gone to that school. And so a lot of ways I feel like I'm going to do whatever I can for this franchise. And I really am. I think we can win. I do. I'm going to do everything I can to create that because it means more to me than I think you think for all those reasons. So it's rare. Usually right after the year, you want to go take a break. I can't wait to get started.
That was last night. I love Milwaukee. I love it here. Love it. Need to get better as a team. And then he kept on going today because Doc Rivers, he started some analysis already. Listen to what he had to say about his squad.
They were one of the most athletic teams in the NBA as well. You know, so every year you make changes. Again, it's too early for me to tell you what those changes are going to be. But clearly, athleticism is probably one of the things at the top.
He just said that we're old. Look what he said. And it's true. Everybody knows. Brook Lopez is, what, 36 years old? He's a giant. God bless him for changing up his game throughout the course of his career. Used to be a post player. Now playing on the outside. But come on, he old. Damian Lillard is, what, almost 33 years old. Giannis is still in his prime, but the past two seasons he's finished up hurt. And they were all these talks. I mean, yeah, Doc Rivers was, he's pulling the okey-doke a few days ago. Oh, yeah, Giannis and Lillard might come back and play. Giannis spoke to the media today. Giannis was like, man, I couldn't even run 30 to 40%. Listen to Giannis.
I was trying to push myself to get to a place that maybe I don't check the boxes, but maybe I can just go out there, you know, and help. But in our opinion, it was not safe for me to be out there because I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 30 to 40%. Like, until now, like, I cannot run full speed. I'm probably going, you know, take maybe a few, I don't know, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to what I need to get back to.
Hickey, why didn't anybody ask him if the season was a failure? Like, I needed that. Hey, Giannis, was this season a failure? They should have broke the ice, right, at the end? And so, Giannis, last question. Was this season a failure? What would he have done?
He can't storm off because he can't run.
He can't run 30 to 40%. What does he say? You think this is a joke? Right? Is that what he says? He gets angry. Does he laugh and walk off?
I don't think he's laughing.
He's not.
Actually, I don't know. I mean, he's injured, so maybe you're a little bit further removed from it. You're probably not laughing.
You don't ask the guy that while he's hurt. No, bad idea. You end up with the... Now, that would be deserving of that crap that Beverly put. Why are you asking me these jackass questions for? Anyway. Did we get all the losers out the way? The teams that got eliminated, right? We talked about the Sixers.
Losers.
Damn, you put an emphasis on it. Exclamation point. Yeah, Sixers are done. Go ahead, say it again. I know it makes you feel better.
Losers.
Okay. Bucks are out the way.
Losers.
Lakers are out the way.
Losers.
Who am I missing? I'm not missing anybody, right?
From today, well, if you want to single out Pat Bev as well. You roasted him.
Yeah, jackass. Yeah, him.
Yeah, he's not even a loser.
He got roasted. Listen, you know you are on some you-know-what when Draymond Green is telling you. Man, Draymond Green is trolling you for being a jackass. Like, this is where we're at. Listen to Draymond Green on his own show earlier today, basically saying Adam Silver is going to have to come down with the hammer on Beverly.
Adam's going to have a problem on his hands with this one because it's about as close as you can get to going in the stands. That is forbidden for us. Then Pat didn't follow it up very well because he followed it up with getting into it with the female reporter about not subscribing to his podcast. I ain't never heard somebody say, if you ain't subscribed to my podcast, don't ask me a question.
Yeah. What you didn't hear is Draymond said, and if I did, if they said no, I'd stomp on their chest. Like, I made that up. But it's just... Patrick Beverly, he could be a loser. He is a loser. What a loser that guy is. Had an amazing story about getting into the NBA and how he had to go play in Europe and do all of this before he even got a crack in the league. These are these stories that the television stations love to tell. But he's been an idiot. He's been a jackass. He's been an irritant for the past several seasons as he's gotten older. And not just on the court, but just in a general sense. And it seems that he has overplayed his hand. And, man, I don't know if anybody wants a 36-year-old defensive pain in the ass off the court. I would be mad if we never saw him in the league again. What do I care? Him and his 6 points. He could talk crap about a whole lot of other people. Do more than score 6 points. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports. We might have a conclusion here in this game between Cleveland and Orlando. But before we do any of that, I want to let you know that Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. Get your day off to a sweet start with Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. The NASCAR Cup Series, it shifts to the great state of Kansas this weekend as the field gets set to race in the AdventHealth 400 at the Kansas Speedway. Reigning champion Denny Hamlin is coming off a big win at the Worth 400 last week at the Dover Motor Speedway as he looks to make it 2 wins in 2 weeks. All we do here on the Infinity Sports Network is win.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, welcome to the jungle. Yeah, I'm getting ready to get out of here in a little bit, but don't worry about it. Speaking of getting out of here, Hickey, Donovan Mitchell looks miserable as hell. You think he's going to stick around? I mean, the series isn't over, so I don't want to dive that deep. He's like, what do I got to do here? I thought I was supposed to have help. The Orlando Magic are basically seconds away from forcing a game 7 with the Cleveland Cavaliers, 102-96. You just heard from Marco Belletti. 50 points by Donovan Mitchell. And what is about to be a loss, Darius Garland has 21 points. You think about the Orlando Magic, talked about Paolo Banchero earlier this week, said he is one of my top six future stars of the NBA under 25. He has 27 points. Franz Wagner has 26. Jalen Suggs, somebody knows a thing or two about competing for a championship. He got 22 points. And now it's official. The game is done. Game 7 on the way. Orlando wins 103-96 against the Cavs. Hickey, I gotta watch this. I gotta watch the final game, right? Game 7. I gotta watch that one.
Oh yeah, lock in. Come on.
Yeah.
See who the Celtics are gonna play. I know that you're fired up to see that.
Oh yeah, right. that whoever wins this game is well, wins the series, they're on their way to getting smashed by the Celtics. So good luck to them. Clippers and the Mavericks are scheduled to get underway any minute now. I'm ready for this game. Tomorrow night, Timberwolves, Nuggets, game one. Now, when I say I got no interest in Cleveland and Orlando, it's because we got a series like this tomorrow with two teams that look like they can compete for a championship. Most definitely the Nuggets and the Timberwolves are playing out of their damn minds. And so game seven between the Magic and the Cavaliers, that game will be Sunday, all right? And then also, if necessary, if the Mavericks and the Clippers get to a game seven, then they also play on Sunday. And so by the time we get to Monday, we're going to have all these – we're going to have more eliminations. And there's not a damn thing wrong with that. We need to get some of these teams out of here. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, I wanted to talk about some of these NFL players and their fifth-year options. We may have to get to that next week. I just really wanted to highlight, and this is from Pro Football Talk. They did a real good job here highlighting some of the players that got picked up and not. We just had the NFL draft last week. If we have to go back to the 2020 NFL draft, 18 of the 32 first-round picks, or excuse me, the 2021 draft, 18 of 32 first-round picks had their fifth-year options picked up. And if you look at the draft, it's kind of crazy. Trevor Lawrence, yeah, he got his picked up. Zach Wilson, hell no, that man is gone from the Jets. He's a Bronco. Trey Lance, he gone, no longer a 49er. He ain't getting nothing picked up. He's on the Cowboys. Kyle Pitts gets his contract. Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle. Panay Sewell got a long-term deal. J.C. Horn got his. Pat Surtain, one of the best in the game. Devontae Smith got a contract. Justin Fields is on a new team. Michael Parsons, we know eventually he's going to get a big deal. I just want to let you know that, hey, just because your team picked somebody last week in the first round doesn't mean it's going to work out, let alone even if they're a damn quarterback. 855-212-4227. James is calling from Minnesota. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, James?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call, fellas. I appreciate this. Good evening tonight with you.
Hold on a second. Sure, thank Friday you. Thank you. Hold on. Thank you. Thank you. Hickey, is this the guy? He tells me something about his boombox, right?
Boombox?
Yeah, hold on. Let's ask him. James, did you call me one time and tell me about your boombox?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, talk.
You know, when I listen to you all on the radio, I really love your show because there's a thing about your show that really shows me a lot of pizzazz, though. The pizzazz, though, in the Minnesota draft and the Minnesota Timberwolves, there's a lot to talk about in Minnesota sports. The Twins are one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. What? Even though they whipped up on some easygoing teams, they still keep that momentum going and they're playing Boston. I don't know how they did against Boston, but they got Boston coming up in here. Yeah, they got Boston going out here. Yeah, and we're going to see how well they do against
Boston.
That's
right.
Hold
on a second. Hold on. You got the TV on in the background?
Hey, no, let me shut it off, man.
Why the hell you calling? Why are you calling?
Hey, no, man, respect. It's my brother's radio. He was in my room when we studying with me. We're studying the paper. See what the odds makers say.
Oh, okay. But you know, when you call the radio, we don't want to hear that in the back. Come on.
It's too much noise in it, bro.
Yeah, of course. You should know better.
I know better now because you told me, sir.
Oh, well, for next time.
Yeah, thank you for making me think about it. That's straight up.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I love your show. Thanks, there's many things I love about you in particular, man.
Oh, wow.
But how do you pronounce your name correctly?
How do I pronounce my name correctly? J.R. Jackson.
J.R. Jackson.
Yeah, J.R. Jackson.
Are you related to Bo Jackson?
I have to go back in the books. You know, that can be quite arduous, for some of us, yes.
Because you might get paid if you're related to Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson is suing his own family members. I don't know if I want to be related to him, okay?
I know that, man, but you know what it is? Why? Because it's all about greed. Anytime you come up like Bo did and made it in the Hall of Fame, Bo should be in the Hall of Fame if he's not in the Hall of Fame. Because the reason being, he played two sports at one time. Kansas City Royals with George Brett, and he played
I've met him and spoke to him. Hey, James, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You like listening,
right? I love your show. Hey, let me go.
It's the end of the show. I got to let you go. Thank you, James. Hickey, I don't smoke, but I want a cigarette. I want a pack.
I don't remember the first James with the boombox, so that was at least that I can remember my first James in Minnesota experience. Interesting.
Yeah, he called some time ago. Last year, before I moved to this shift. And he's sudden, I listen to your show on the boombox. That's what he said. That's what I remembered. His voice is, ain't nobody else sound like him. Who sounds like him?
Doc Rivers, maybe a little bit.
Doc Rivers sounds like he's been smoking eight packs of cigarettes.
Maybe he's been talking to James in Minnesota too long.
Possibly. Anyway, congratulations to the Magic outlasting the Cavs, forcing a game seven. Get the Cavaliers the hell up on out of here. They don't deserve the win. I hope the Magic whoop that ass. Send Donovan Mitchell somewhere else. Anyway, it's time to wrap up the week. Today is, well, it's not Cinco de Mayo. We're 2 days away from that. This is May 3rd. There's no fancy made-up holiday for that, but I got you. It's time for This Day in Sports History.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, speaking of basketball, Orlando Magic, man, they got to handle these Cavs. But on this day in 2007, May 3rd, the Golden State Warriors, who still played in Oakland at the time, they beat the Mavs. The Warriors were an eighth seed. The Mavs were a number one. The Warriors wiped them out in six games. This was the Steven Jackson, Matt Barnes, Baron Davis crew. Yeah, they beat them that final game, 111-86 in game six. Listen to this Warriors upset in 2007. This is from the NBA.
Exclamation point. 96-75. Richardson steals the ball on a pass. Throws to Barnes. Barnes down the middle. Pass to Jay Rich. Three ball left side. Got it! The Golden State Warriors have pulled off the biggest playoff upset in NBA history as they dispatched the 67-win Dallas Mavericks 4-2.
Hey, listen, in NBA history, that has only happened five times where an eighth seed beats a number one. Let's go to a little bit more recent history. Let's go to last year, 2023, May 3rd. There's a pitcher who became the second player ever to strike out 500 batters and hit 100 home runs in a career. You want to know what it is? This is a difficult guess. It's Shohei Ohtani. You didn't think of that, did you? Well, he did it last year, this day, May 3rd. Listen to this strikeout, courtesy of MLB.com.
Now Shohei, one strike away from his 500th strikeout. He went, and that is strikeout number 500 for Ohtani.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani. He did it in a 6-4 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Shohei Ohtani, what a genius. The man said, screw the Angels. I ain't got time for these bums. I ain't got time to play with this injured Mike Trout. Screw that guy. I'm going to Los Angeles, the real Los Angeles team. The Dodgers. And now Shohei Ohtani, he does everything right except for get robbed. Got robbed by his best friend. Don't let it happen to you. It's Friday night. It's the weekend. Don't get robbed. Stay safe. Congratulations again to the Magic. Also, Dallas is currently playing the Clippers right now. They just got started. Dallas with an opportunity to eliminate these old-ass elderly Clippers. Get them out of here. We don't need them. Move the Mavericks along and keep it moving. Listen, folks, it's time for me to move the hell up on out of here. I'll be back with you on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, right here, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, if you should choose, if you're not sick of me, tomorrow, I'll be in New York on WFAN New York City. Yeah, I'll be back home in New York chatting it up with all the happy New York Knicks fans. And so I will be on after the New York Yankees. And so just find me. If you follow me online at JR Sport Brief, you'll know where I'm at. Hey, Hickey, thank you for an amazing show.
JR, how about a great week? That was a lot of fun. Flew by.
Always fun. Talked about Patrick Beverley, the Jackass, Odell with the Dolphins. Talked about Embiid and Brunson and Caitlin Clark. And there's so much more. Let's see where the playoffs stand by the time we get to Monday. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth, don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, welcome to the jungle. Yeah, I'm getting ready to get out of here in a little bit, but don't worry about it. Speaking of getting out of here, Hickey, Donovan Mitchell looks miserable as hell. You think he's going to stick around? I mean, the series isn't over, so I don't want to dive that deep. He's like, what do I got to do here? I thought I was supposed to have help. The Orlando Magic are basically seconds away from forcing a Game 7 with the Cleveland Cavaliers, 102-96. You just heard from Marco Belletti. 50 points by Donovan Mitchell. And what is about to be a loss, Darius Garland has 21 points. You think about the Orlando Magic. Talked about Paolo Banchero earlier this week. Said he is one of my top six future stars of the NBA under 25. He has 27 points. Franz Wagner has 26. Jalen Suggs, somebody knows a thing or two about competing for a championship. He got 22 points. And now it's official. The game is done. Game 7 on the way. Orlando wins 103-96 against the Cavs. Hickey, I gotta watch this. I gotta watch the final game, right? Game 7. I gotta watch that one.
Oh yeah, lock in. Come on.
Yeah.
See who the Celtics are gonna play. I know that you're fired up to see that.
Oh yeah, right. Whoever wins this game wins the series. They're on their way to getting smashed by the Celtics. So, good luck to them. Clippers and the Mavericks are scheduled to get underway any minute now. I'm ready for this game tomorrow night. Timberwolves. Nuggets, game one. Now, when I say I got no interest in Cleveland and Orlando, it's because we got a series like this tomorrow with two teams that look like they can compete for a championship. Most definitely the Nuggets and the Timberwolves are playing out of their damn minds. And so game 7 between the Magic and the Cavaliers, that game will be Sunday. All right? And then also, if necessary, if the Mavericks and the Clippers get to a game 7, then they also play on Sunday. And so by the time we get to Monday, we're going to have more eliminations. And there's not a damn thing wrong with that. We need to get some of these teams out of here. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, I wanted to talk about some of these NFL players and their fifth-year options. We may have to get to that next week. I just really wanted to highlight, and this is from Pro Football Talk. They did a real good job here highlighting some of the players that got picked up and not. We just had the NFL draft last week. If we have to go back to the 2020 NFL draft, 18 of the 32 first round picks, or excuse me, the 2021 draft, 18 of 32 first round picks had their fifth year options picked up. And if you look at the draft, it's kind of crazy. Trevor Lawrence, yeah, he got his picked up. Zach Wilson, hell no, that man is gone from the Jets. He's a Bronco. Trey Lance, he gone, no longer a 49er. He ain't getting nothing picked up. He's on the Cowboys. Kyle Pitts gets his contract. Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle. Penei Sewell got a long-term deal. J.C. Horn got his. Pat Surtain, one of the best in the game. Devontae Smith got a contract. Justin Fields is on a new team. Michael Parsons, we know eventually he's going to get a big deal. I just want to let you know that, hey, just because your team picked somebody last week in the first round doesn't mean it's going to work out, let alone even if they're a damn quarterback. 855-212-4227. James is calling from Minnesota. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, James?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call, fellas. I appreciate this. Good evening tonight with you.
Hold on a second. Sure, thank Friday you. Thank you. Hold on. Thank you. Hickey, is this the guy? He tells me something about his boombox, right?
Boombox.
Yeah, hold on. Let's ask him. James, did you call me one time and tell me about your boombox?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, talk.
You know, when I listen to you all on the radio, I really love your show because there's a thing about your show that really shows me a lot of pizzazz, though. The pizzazz, though, the Minnesota draft and the Minnesota Timberwolves, there's a lot to talk about in Minnesota sports. The Twins are one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. What? Even though they whipped up on some easy-going teams, they still keep that momentum going and they're playing Boston. I don't know how they did against Boston, but they got Boston coming up in here. Yeah, they got Boston going out here. Yeah, and we're going to see how well they do against
Boston.
That's
right.
Hold on a second.
Hold on. You got the TV on in the background?
Hey, no, let me shut it off, man.
Why the hell are you calling? Why are you calling?
No, man, respect. It's my brother's radio. He was in my room when we studying with me. We're studying the paper. Let's see what the odds makers say.
Oh, okay. But you know, when you call the radio, we don't want to hear that in the back. Come on.
It's too much noise in the bra.
Yeah, of course. You should know better.
I know better now because you told me, sir.
Oh, well, for next time.
Yeah, thanks for making me think about it. That's straight up.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I love your show. There's many things I love about you in particular, man.
Oh, wow.
But how do you pronounce your name correctly?
How do I pronounce my name correctly? J.R. Jackson.
J.R. Jackson.
Yeah, J.R.
Are you related to Bo Jackson?
I have to go back in the books. You know, that can be quite arduous, for some of us, yes.
Because you might get paid if you're related to Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson is suing his own family members. I don't know if I want to be related to him, okay?
I know that, man, but you know what it is? Why? Because it's all about greed. Anytime you come up like Bo did, and maybe in the Hall of Fame, Bo should be if he's in the Hall of Fame, and he's not in the Hall of Fame, because the reason being, he played two sports at one time. Kansas City Royals with George Brett, and
I've met him and spoke to him. Hey, James, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You like listening,
right? I love your show. Hey, don't let me go yet.
I love your show. It's the end of the show. I got to let you go. Thank you, James. Hickey, I don't smoke, but I want a cigarette. I want a pack.
I don't remember the first James with the boombox, so that was at least that I can remember my first James in Minnesota experience. Interesting.
Yeah, he called some time ago. Last year, before I moved to this shift. And he said, I listened to your show on the boombox. That's what he said. That's what I remembered. His voice is, ain't nobody else sound like him. Who sounds like him?
Doc Rivers, maybe a little bit.
Doc Rivers sounds like he's been smoking 8 packs of cigarettes.
Maybe he's been talking to James in Minnesota too long.
Possibly. Anyway, congratulations to the Magic outlasting the Cavs, forcing a game 7. Get the Cavaliers the hell up on out of here. They don't deserve the win. I hope the Magic whoop that ass. Send Donovan Mitchell somewhere else. Anyway, it's time to wrap up the week. Today is, well, it's not Cinco de Mayo. We're 2 days away from that. This is May 3rd. There's no fancy made-up holiday for that, but I got you. It's time for This Day in Sports History.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, speaking of basketball, Orlando Magic, man, they got to handle these Cavs. But on this day in 2007, May 3rd, the Golden State Warriors, who still played in Oakland at the time, they beat the Mavs. The Warriors were an 8th seed. The Mavs were a number 1. The Warriors wiped them out in 6 games. This was the Steven Jackson, Matt Barnes, Baron Davis crew. Yeah, they beat them that final game, 111-86 in game 6. Listen to this Warriors upset in 2007. This is from the NBA.
Jason, right hand slam.
That might be
the exclamation point. 96-75, Richardson steals the ball on a pass, throws to Barnes. Barnes down the middle, pass to Jay Rich. Three ball left side, got it! The Golden State Warriors have pulled off the biggest playoff upset in NBA history as they dispatch the 67-win Dallas Mavericks 4-2.
Hey, listen, in NBA history, that has only happened 5 times where an 8th seed beats a number 1. Let's go to a little bit more recent history. Let's go to last year, 2023, May 3rd. There's a pitcher who became the second player ever to strike out 500 batters and hit 100 home runs in a career. You want to know what it is? It's a difficult guess. It's Shohei Ohtani. You didn't think of that, did you? Well, he did it last year, this day, May 3rd. Listen to this strikeout, courtesy of MLB.com.
Now Shohei, one strike away from his 500th strikeout. He went, and that is strikeout number 500 for Ohtani.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani. He did it in a 6-4 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Shohei Ohtani, what a genius. The man said, screw the Angels. I ain't got time for these bums. I ain't got time to play with this injured Mike Trout. Screw that guy. I'm going to Los Angeles. The real Los Angeles team, the Dodgers. And now Shohei Ohtani, he does everything right except for get robbed. Got robbed by his best friend. Don't let it happen to you. It's Friday night. It's the weekend. Don't get robbed. Stay safe. Congratulations again to the Magic. Also, Dallas is currently playing the Clippers right now. They just got started. Dallas with an opportunity to eliminate these old-ass elderly Clippers. Get them out of here. We don't need them. Just move the Mavericks along and keep it moving. Listen, folks, it's time for me to move the hell up on out of here. I'll be back with you on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, right here, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, if you should choose, if you're not sick of me, tomorrow I'll be in New York on WFAN New York City. Yeah, I'll be back home in New York. Chatting it up with all the happy New York Knicks fans. And so I will be on after the New York Yankees. And so just find me. If you follow me online at JR Sport Brief, you'll know where I'm at. Hey, Hickey, thank you for an amazing show.
JR, how about a great week? That was a lot of fun. Flew by.
Always fun. Talked about Patrick Beverley, the Jackass, Odell with the Dolphins. Talked about Embiid and Brunson and Caitlin Clark. And there's so much more. Let's see where the playoffs stand by the time we get to Monday. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.